So I looked at my feed and I realized that it's been 9 days since I've released one of these things. And I think these are just so much fun. And I hope you think they're just as intimate and sexy as I do. You know, I only make these when I have a hot idea. And not even necessarily an idea for characters or a scene, but just I'm thinking about sex and a hot scenario that turns me on, or something I just really, really enjoy and would think, it's just so fucking satisfying to share with you. So for this week's installment, you know, I was thinking of you, just relaxing. Maybe you're lying on your tummy. No, you are lying on your tummy. Not necessarily right now, of course. I want you to be comfortable wherever you are. But for the sake of a little thing, a little flight of imagination I want to share with you, you're there, and you're just kind of blissed out. That wonderful, beautiful, peaceful look in your wonderful face. And the thing is, when you lay on your tummy like that, when I walk in, I just get a great look at your beautiful ass. I do. Yeah. And just staring at it there. You're so beautiful and you're so peaceful. And sweetheart, those curves just drive me fucking insane. So what I was thinking is I would just kind of scoot up next to you. And I just gently run the tips of my fingers from your tailbone, you know, up your spine a few times, just really, really gently, all the way up to the back of your neck. And I'd hear your breath, you know, just hit you a little bit, and maybe you'd giggle a little bit, because I know, depending on how I touch you, it can tickle, especially that, I think it would tickle me. But I just want to make sure you're up, and I want to let you know that I'm there. And then I'd use like my middle finger and my index finger. No, not for that yet. But no, I'd run it just up either side of your spine. Because I want you to be nice and loose and relaxed for me, sweetheart. I want you to feel good. And these things are all about you feeling good. Helping you relax and just understand how you deserve to be treated like a goddess. And so I'd make sure you were nice and loose, and then I'd, of course, just give you a few gentle kisses on your head. Smelling your hair, and I love how you smell, sweetheart. I really, really fucking do. And you already know that. You know what a treat you are for me, a treat for my senses. So I'd put my fingers on your skin, under your clothes, under blankets, making sure I'm touching you. And I would lift them up, and I'd move from where I was next to you, down, maybe sit on like the backs of your legs. My face is in the small of your back. Yeah, and I can put my hands on your beautiful hips, on your beautiful curves, and on that gorgeous ass, and just give it a nice squeeze, you know, pressing it into my chest while my lips move up your spine, all the way from your tailbone up that, now hopefully relaxed back, up to your neck, and then up to your ears, just gently kissing you, teasing you with my breath and my tongue. Doesn't that feel good? Doesn't that give you goosebumps, sweetheart? Yeah, just those little chills, those little chills radiating throughout your body. Yeah. I love making you feel good like this, but sweetheart, I mean, you know that I'm going to need to taste you, because quite frankly, you turn me into a fucking animal. And if I don't bury my face in your ass and cunt, in like, you know, 30 seconds. I may just die in this scenario anyway. So I move down and my lips go from, you know, your ears and your neck back down, all the way down, back down your spine. And I take whatever clothes you are wearing and I make sure those are off. And I move back and I grab you by your hips and you feel my strong hands grip you a little bit harder. And I tell you, sweetheart, just go where I put you, okay? And you agree because you know that all I have in my mind is making you feel so fucking good. So I put you under your knees, my strong hands just keeping you right there. Your elbows in the bed and your head just resting perfectly, comfortably. And, you know, that's where I'd want you. And my cock by now would be fucking visibly throbbing. I mean, you could put your hand around it and you could fucking feel it. You could see it fucking jump. And I know how much it fucking turned you on to see my cock throb, to see that visual fucking manifestation of how fucking hard I am for you, how much I want you, how much I desire you. Again, I mean, just seeing that fucking primal lust that you inspire in me. So I'd put you there, and yeah, I mean, I want to fuck you. I want to thrust so fucking deep in you. I want to put a load in you so fucking bad. But not just yet. No, I'm patient. And I want to feel your cunt around my cock after you've come. And that's the best. I really, really fucking love that. So I'd move back and, my God, my face would go right in your fucking ass. I'm just looking you from your clit all the way up your wet, dripping fucking slit all the way up to your asshole. And my God, I love to fucking eat ass so much. I love to fucking eat your ass, and please don't be fucking self-conscious. I love the smell of your ass and your fucking cunt and my spit and sweat and cum and all of those wonderful, wonderful smells and tastes of you and I together. And I think it's hardwired into my brain to just fucking go, like I said, into a fucking just haze, a primal haze of lust whenever I smell that. So pressing my fucking face into your cunt, just fucking, oof. God, I have to slow down, because when I think of just that angle, like pressing my face into your gorgeous ass and my tongue on your clit, you know, using that gentle suction to just take it into my mouth and, you know, use my tongue, oh, it's just drive you fucking insane. All I have is my nose pressed into you, and you're just soaking my fucking face, and I'm just pressing it in and moving my head, because I want my entire face to be covered in your cunt and your ass. I really do, getting my face all fucking just sloppy and messy and just rubbing it in your cunt, rubbing it in your ass, and I want that smell on my face. I want that smell on my face while I fuck you. I fucking love that. That's gonna fucking put me over the edge. Just smell your ass and your cum on my face like that to fucking taste it. So I'm getting more and more enthusiastic while I'm eating you, and my hands are just fucking gripping you and pressing them, pressing your fucking hips and your thighs and your fucking ass into my face. That's so wonderful. I really, really love that. And another bonus is I get to look up over like the curve of your ass and the small of your back while it's all hollowed out for me like that. And just seeing you grabbing the sheets and your breath fucking heaving, you know, through your back, and, you know, maybe a little bit of sweat just starting to bead up, because I know you're beyond hot for me by now. You're getting ready to fucking come. You are. Just pressing and pressing, and my tongue just going faster and faster, and using that gentle suction to pull your hood back and just fucking just mercilessly tongue your little clit until I bring you there. And then I'm moaning. I'm breathing hard. The wetness of your cunt just soaking my fucking face until I get you there. And I love having my face in your cunt because I can kind of feel your muscles just clench. And I can see your ass just tensing and clenching while I get you there. And I get to taste your cum, and it's just beautiful. It's the most fucking beautiful taste. And maybe it's an evolutionary thing, maybe it's inborn, but when I taste your cum, my god, however hard my cock was, my cock is fucking harder now. So, I mean, I don't let you refract too much because I fucking need you and I can't fucking control myself anymore. So I leave my hands on your hips and I just pop up and just stroke my cock fucking deep into you. Just put it at the opening of your cunt and just press every fucking thick, hard inch into you. And my god, like in that moment when I first enter your cunt and I feel it grip my cock and I fucking hear your breath and your little moan, because god, I know how much you fucking miss that cock inside you. Everything is right. Everything is right in the universe at that moment. And I take your body and I don't pull all the way out of you, but I just kind of use half of my cock to just fuck into your G-spot and just make sure that my cock, the underside of it, is just rubbing against it so I can start to feel it swell. And then I know that feels good. You know, because when I fuck you, and I think I've said this before, I like to fuck you so it feels good for you. Because when it feels good for you, it feels good for me. And that's how you should be getting fucked. Just saying. So, if it's not me who's fucking you, let them know. Let them know. Sex isn't something I do to you. I'm not some fucking, you know, fuck boy who's never done this before. Sex is something that we share. And when I'm fucking you, I want us both to feel good because you deserve that. You deserve to feel good. And I'd hope that you think I do too. And by the way, your cunt's clenching on my cock. I know that you feel that way. And after you've come and your body is still reacting, my god, that fucking tightness around my cock. That tightness around my fucking cock gets me there. It makes you feel so much fucking better. And that's why it's good if your partner cares about your pleasure as much as I do. Because when you're feeling good and your little cunt's fucking coming for me, my cock feels so much better. And I know you're begging me to fill you. You're begging me to fill your little cunt with my hot cum by now. And I love coming inside you. And not just, you know, for the obvious, you know, human reasons, because that's what we're programmed to do, right? But I love marking you with my cum from the inside. I love that primal, animalistic part of coming inside you, of you knowing you're mine, and I own you, and I just fucked a hot load of cum into you. Huh. Well, who's relaxed? I know I am, you know, in a certain kind of way, and it's as always, supremely wonderful talking dirty to you. And whenever I do, just know that if you're not having sex with me, whoever you're doing it with should treat you like the goddess you are, should treat you right. So you feel so, so good. And I love making you feel good in whatever way I can. And whether this is for sleep or relaxation, rest well.